A Footnote Under the Night of History by Brayton Breitenbach. In the night when everything was black, burnt to a cross of ash on the blind glass, and the dog's bark, a dark kite, blowing away in darkness, to where the moon tears like the keel of a sinking boat, I dreamt my language. The title page, smeared black with signs now undecipherable, raw, and inside the book I saw my reflection standing there three times. First among dead friends with mottled grieving faces, like dogs staring directly into the blind window while their thoughts like empty glasses turning in their hands. And I was there, thin neck and mustache. Our poems are slaves, each with a full wave, feathers proudly on the head. Then in a tableau at departure in the garden of the night, with cape of white hair, my mother an aged virgin in my embrace, and further back in the folds of memory, all other trusteds as torches of forgetting. Were I now the prophet sent to spy if there is life in this world, or the senseless exile returning to say our language was a footnote under the illegible page history. A last time on a bench in the empty garden of a madhouse of toothless ageds, as skeletons with little bitter flesh swaddled in the blanket, and wild tuft and eyes blind marbles, bow and mutter, bow and mutter. Many words, oh, many words, but only the whispering of dead slaves, but not enough to groove or make boat, and outside of the book beyond all listening, the bark and the wind and the ash of the moon in dark water.